One man who knows what it's like to try and chase a Group 1 wins is Matty Dale, because he's been doing it for so long now with Fell Swoop, but he's got some good news which has broken overnight. He joins us on Racing Pulse. Good morning, Matt. You going well?
Good morning. Very well, thank you.
Well, you haven't been able to taste Group 1 success at this stage with Fell Swoop, but you might be able to take home $10 million instead. What was it like when you got the phone call from Inglis to say, would you like our slot in the Everest?
Yeah, look, it was, the negotiations have been going for some time, and to be able to confirm things and this week is very exciting, and it's a thrill, I suppose. It's such a new concept, the Everest, and such an exciting one. So to be involved, it's an exciting time for all the ownership group and the stable and everyone involved.
Are you able to tell us what the negotiation or the breakdown is? With it being Inglis' slot, they obviously have paid the entry for you to get the run and the owners to get the run. What's the breakdown of prize money if you were successful?
It's not an exact split. It's sort of negotiated as per sort of different negotiations per sort of placing. Mm-hmm. So I can't sort of fill you in with all of that, but effectively, for the winning prize money, it's 50-50 and then sort of splits up from there. So we're excited, very excited to be involved and be able to join forces with Inglis and sort of put that to bed, that we've got the slot and now can just focus on training the horse toward being third up in the Everest.
So you'd think if you were able to win the Everest for Inglis, they might be able to give you a little something come the Easter sales as well.
No, well, hadn't thought that far ahead. I mean, when I say it's good to put, get the slot and put that aside, it's just, I suppose, if you're trying to race yourself into a slot, your mindset's probably different than if you've got a slot and you've just got to focus on the horse and have him right for the day. So that's comforting for me. And it's just, we always wanted to set a program for him to arrive third up in the Everest, and to be able to secure a slot this early is a big coup.
Well, it would be a nice symmetry if you were able to pull it off, considering he only cost $45,000. You bought him at the Inglis Classic sale. You mentioned that campaign, the three-start campaign. Now, what exactly is the program into the Everest?
Yeah, so we're just finalising that in the next week or so, because the Sydney program is about to be released. It hasn't, and they possibly have altered the races a little bit around the lead-up to the Everest. But effectively, he'll start first up a month out and be second up a fortnight before, most likely in the Premier Stakes, and then into the Everest third up.
Okay. After the Everest, would you come back to Melbourne as well?
Yeah, we'll be arrive third up at the Everest and then well and truly have a race like the Manikato and or the Dali on the radar from there.
Okay. How's he spelled? Is he back in work?
He is. He's back up at in pre-training at Aquagate, just south of Sydney, and he'll arrive down to my stables late next week.
What do you make of his campaign and his last run up in Brisbane?
Yeah, nothing went right there, and he got caught very wide on a choppy track, and he actually pulled up with a slight injury. Nothing major, and he's well and truly just had a very small strain in the ligament, and it's all settled down. He will. Didn't pull up unsound. We just went right over him and found it, and he required 4 weeks out, and we've re-scanned it, and it's completely healed and ready to go.
As a trainer, would you rather the cash or the Group 1 next to your name for Fell Swoop?
Oh, look, it's it doesn't really worry me, to be honest. Either or is a good problem to have. I wouldn't mind winning. it's exciting. I mean, the Everest will be effectively another TJ Smith, if you can liken it to any race on the Australian calendar. You'd have to say, under the track and conditions, it'll be a TJ Smith and some. So to win the Everest will be an almighty coup, and I wouldn't mind having that next to my name and leave the Group 1 aside, I can tell you.
No, absolutely. Well, mate, good luck in the lead-up. Hey, you've got a few runners today, Canberra. Have you got a winner for us?
Yeah, I hope so. Got a horse. In two races, obviously got three runners, and in two races, and the couple in the maiden 1280 are sort of not world beaters, but they're fit and healthy and will be up on speed and run well. And got a horse first up on the fiddle, who's actually a half brother to Happy Clapper. Mm. He's had one start for one win, which was a year ago, and he had a breathing problem and has had a tie forward operation since. So just looking sort of a bit of a watch and see and looking how he can come back into a competitive environment with that breathing op.
Good luck today, Matty, and we'll speak to you in the build-up to the Everest again.
Very good. Look forward to it.
Matt Dyer there, who's chasing the cash with Fell Swoop, who has officially been allotted Inglis's slot in the $10 million race.